Chapter 7. Now the sons of Issachar were Tola and Puah, Jashub and Shimron, 4. And the sons of Tola were Azai and Rephaiah and Jeriel and Jarmai and Ibsam and Shemuel, heads of the house of their forefathers. Of Tola there were valiant mighty men by their descendants. Their number in the days of David was 22,600. And the sons of Azai were Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah were Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Ishiah, 5. All of them being heads, and with them by their descendants, according to the house of their forefathers, there were troops of the army for war, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. And their brothers of all the families of Issachar were valiant mighty men, 87,000, by the genealogical enrollment of them all. The sons of Benjamin were Bela and Beka, and Jediael, 3. And the sons of Bela were Ezbon, and Azai, and Aziel, and Jeremoth, and Iri, 5. Heads of the house of their forefathers, valiant mighty men, and their genealogical enrollment was 22,034. And the sons of Beka were Zemira, and Joash, and Eliezer, and Elioenai, and Omri, and Jeremoth, and Abijah, and Anathoth, and Alemeth, all these the sons of Beka. And their genealogical enrollment by their descendants as respects the heads of the house of their forefathers, valiant mighty men, was 20,200. And the sons of Jediael were Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan were Jeush, and Benjamin, and Ehad, and Canaana, and Zethan, and Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these were the sons of Jediael, according to the heads of their forefathers, valiant mighty men, 17,200, going out to the army for war. And the Shopim and the Hapim were the sons of Ir, the Hushim were the sons of Aher, the sons of Naphtali were Jaziel and Gunai and Jezer and Shalom, the sons of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh were Azriel, whom his Syrian concubine bore. She bore Maker, the father of Gilead. And Maker himself took a wife for Hapim and for Shapim, and the name of his sister was Maacah. And the name of the second was Zelophehad, but Zelophehad came to have daughters. In time Maacah, Maker's wife, bore a son and called his name Peresh, and the name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rechem. And the sons of Ulam were Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, the son of Maacah, the son of Manasseh. And his sister was Hamoleketh. She gave birth to Ishhod, and Abiezer, and Mala. And the sons of Shemida came to be Ahian, and Shechem, and Lichhi, and Anaim. And the sons of Ephraim were Shuthelah, and Bered his son, and Tahath his son, and Eliada his son, and Tahath his son, and Zabad his son, and Shuthelah his son, and Ezer, and Eliad. And the men of Gath that were born in the land killed them because they came down to take their livestock. And Ephraim their father carried on mourning for many days, and his brothers kept coming in to comfort him. Afterward he had relations with his wife so that she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. But he called his name Beriah, because it was with calamity that she happened to be in his house. And his daughter was Shearah, and she got to build Beth-horon, the lower and the upper, and Azan-Shearah. And there was Repha his son, and Resheph, and Tela his son, and Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihad his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Jehoshua his son. And their possession and their dwelling places were Bethel and its dependent towns, and to the east Naaran, and to the west Giza and its dependent towns, and Shechem and its dependent towns, clear to Gaza and its dependent towns. And by the side of the sons of Manasseh, Beth-shean and its dependent towns, Taanach and its dependent towns, Megiddo and its dependent towns, Dor and its dependent towns. In these the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, dwelt. The sons of Asher were Imnah and Ishva and Ishvi and Beriah, and Sirah was their sister. And the sons of Beriah were Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Birzeth. As for Heber, he became father to Japhlet and Shomer and Hotham, and Ashur their sister. And the sons of Japhlet were Pesach and Bimhal, and Ashbath. These were the sons of Japhlet. And the sons of Shema were Ahai and Roga, Jehubba and Aram. And the sons of Helem his brother were Zophar and Imnah, and Shelesh and Amal. The sons of Zophar were Suah and Hanepha, and Shual, and Beri and Imrah, Beza and Hod, and Shammah and Shilshah, and Ithran, and Beira. And the sons of Jetha were Jephana and Pispah and Ara. And the sons of Allah were Ara and Haniel and Rizziah. All these were the sons of Asher, heads of the house of the forefathers, select, valiant, mighty men, heads of the chieftains, and their genealogical enrollment was in the army and the war. Their number was 26,000 men.